Being a school leader today means juggling endless responsibilities, supporting teachers, giving students, guiding students, answering parents, and you know, there are a lot of them, meeting district expectations, all while trying not to burn out. Well, our guest today knows that challenge all too well. Todd Bloomer has not only lived it, but he actually wrote a book on how to survive and thrive. And so in the principal's chair, his book, The Blueprint, is a roadmap for leaders who want to succeed without losing themselves in the process. And so Todd, welcome to Love, Sweat, and Tears. We are so happy to have you here today. Just to get to know you and for other leaders around the state and nation to be able to hear about the work that you've had such an impact on. So tell us about you, Todd. I gave a little intro into the book. Hope I didn't sell too much out.
You did. Very, very kind. And it's an honor to be here today. Anytime you get an opportunity to sit and talk with other thought leaders and education leaders and friends, people that are doing good work, it is a privilege and something I don't take for granted. It's something that is humbling to be a leader. And after 29 years in public education, I did step away from the principalship and I now work for the Archdiocese of San Antonio. But 29 years, 11 and a half as a principal, 18 as an administrator, a teacher, a coach, 25 in Northeast Independent School District here in San Antonio, Texas. Just a blessing. I couldn't have asked for a better life. If I would have written a script, you know, I joke all the time, I might have been the shortstop for the Yankees, or I might have been the fourth Beastie Boy, but that didn't work out. So I guess high school principal was in the card. And so, you know, one of the most enjoyable, one of the most rewarding, but one of the most demanding jobs. And so as we talk a little bit throughout this conversation about the blueprint, you know, I'm really excited to share some of the lessons that I've learned, because we do need great leaders to take our spots. Mm-hmm. We do need every school to have a wonderful principal. And the expectations are so hard right now, and it's such a demanding job, and there's arrows coming at us from every different angle. And so really excited today to kind of share a couple things with you guys and just have a conversation and hang out. So thank you so much.
I love that. And, you know, I met you, I guess, over a little over a year ago, maybe about this time of year. And you were at the top of your game, Todd. I mean, retirement wasn't even in the vocabulary at that point. But I know when I decided to retire from the principalship, it does float through your mind, like you're mentally, you kind of have it in the back of your mind, but you are preparing, right? That's really what, you know, you feel like you're supposed to be doing. And one of the things that I notice about you is that when you retired, you were on a high. You weren't retiring because I'm done, I've got to get out of here. Right. And I remember when I was getting ready to, you know, for my retirement, people would say, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm going to hang in there. I had teachers or other individuals be like, I'm going to hang in there another year until I just can't stand it. And one of the pieces of advice I gave them, and I bet you're along the same lines, I said, guys, we've given our life to this work. We want to leave when we're at a positive, at a great moment, because we've given so much of who we are to that. And I feel like that probably defines you also, Todd.
Absolutely. Last year, the 24-25 school year, was my best school year I've ever had. And when I left in May, I had 2/3 of a tank of gas still left. And to be a high school principal, you do need a full tank of gas. And so I had 2/3 of a tank of gas that was still left. And my leadership team was everybody that I hired. My counselors were amazing. My staff was awesome. Every program was trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Parent support was off the charts. Teacher morale was high. Everything that you read in the news wasn't happening at Churchill High School. We had a wonderful, wonderful thing going. And there's a great book by called Legacy. And it's by James Kerr. And it's about the a rugby team out of either Australia or New Zealand. And I apologize to rugby fans, because it is, I can't say, you know, be like saying the Yankees or the Boston Red Sox. I'm merging these two countries together. But there's a part in there where it says, you know, leave while you're on top. And while I'll never say that I was on top, because that's disingenuous for a leader to say, I could have stayed 3 or 4 more years as a high school principal. And I could have taken a couple Fridays off, and I could have kind of coasted. but the community, the staff, the students, they deserve us at 110%, not even at 100%. Right. And to do this job, you got to be all in. And after 29 years of public ed, and you know what, all my children are out of the house. They're, you know, my wife and I, she deserves the best of me. And I thought, you know what, this is the time to go. And people are like, oh my God, you know, you seem so happy and positive. Are you burned out? And I was like, absolutely not. But it's right. the perfect time to hand it off. And so there's a narrative out there that people are leaving because they're dissatisfied. Me and you are examples. We left right. when we still had gas in the tank. And I could still go back to exactly. Churchill High School tomorrow and fill right in. But right. now they're going to do great things. And the leader that's there is going to take mm-hmm. the school to a place that I couldn't get it to. But I do miss the kids and I miss the staff and I miss right. the events and I miss that kind of stuff. You're right. I left. You're right. When we met at that. John Hines, you know, mm-hmm. dinner. I was, you know, I'm still on a high. Like I still love that campus and think about it and pray yeah. for them all the time.
I ditto. And I'm going to just skip mm-hmm. from one person to just retired a year ago to another person who's newly retired. It literally takes a year. Like it okay. takes a year. I detox sounds kind of negative. So I don't yeah, really like the detox, but just to like unwind maybe is a better way to frame it. Just to unwind from you're never off. Even in the summer, like you may have your couple of 2 weeks or whatever days you have off, but people are still texting you, right? Like, hey, life happens. My husband got transferred. Someone got sick or there's an emergency. And mm-hmm. so kudos to you.
I worked 7 days a week. I honestly, as a high school principal, on Sundays, which normally we don't have games or mm-hmm. events, I would go in and put my alarm clock on for 75 minutes on my phone, and I would clean my desk, and I would clean out emails, and I would prepare agendas, and I'd make coffee for Monday. It was just one of those things that you just had to do, and it was what you signed up for, you know? And so right. the book, once we get into the talking about the blueprint, you know, I'm painting a picture, you know, that I don't know if anybody wants to sign up to be a high school principal where you're responsible for everything. You can control nothing and you're going right. to work 7 days a week. But there are some tips and tricks in the blueprint that I could share with people that I would do differently if I could start this all over again.
Well, then let's just dive in because we kind of framed it now. We talked about, okay, here we are when you get to the end on a high. And then let's get dive into like, what are some things that you like, if someone hasn't read your book yet, perfect and there is like the one or two things that you're like, I want to make sure that these people know this if they don't have time mm-hmm. to read it yet, where would you start absolutely. With them?
It's a great question. And it's kind of like saying, which chapter, you know, when you talk about which chapter of the book is your favorite, it's kind of like saying which child of yours is your favorite child. And so,
you can't say which is the favorite.
No, but chapter six. Now my son, I have four girls and one boy, and my son says he's the only boy. So he's my favorite son. So he's a higher rank than all the other kids. And so if the kids are listening, you know, that's what Andrew likes to say. But chapter six is by far the chapter that I would ask. If you don't have time, I would say, open up, go to chapter six. Chapter six has 10 actionable items of things I would do differently. And it's kind of like an ode to the principalship. Like if I could go back in time.
I have it right here.
100%. Thank you so much. I would say, you know, chapter six is where you need to join in with, because one of the things I love about your podcast, one of the things that I just love about when you start to talk about self-help and taking care of yourself is really the overwhelming feeling of chapter six is that we have to put ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And every leader, you stood up there when you were principal, I stood up there and said, kids first, teachers first, everybody else first, but you. And I still say that. We still say that. But I say it now with an asterisk. And I said this to my staff all the time. If you believe kids first all the time, and you don't put yourself first, then you're going to burn out. And so you have to be good. You got to be good mentally. You got to be good spiritually. And you got to be good physically to be able to put kids first. And so the 10 actionable items that I have in chapter six basically are taking care of yourself. I'll just throw a couple off there off the top of my head. I used to arrive to work at 6:30 in the morning and leave at 6:30 at night. And that's not sustainable. You can't do that because 6:30 might be an early night to leave. Well, by the time you get home and get changed and have dinner, it's time to go to bed and get up and do it again. And pretty soon you haven't exercised at all. You're not eating well. You're not taking care of your family, your spouse. Right. Your spouse takes a back seat. You miss your child's games. Mm-hmm. And so I would say do one of the two, because I say all this But I also caveat it by saying, you got to do the job. So the job has to be done. So if you got a task that's due tomorrow at 8 o'clock, well, you can't leave at 6:30. You got to get that done. But if you can schedule and if you can prioritize what needs to be done, then if I would not stay till 6:30 at night. If you're an early person, get there early. But when the buses leave, don't feel guilty about going home. Check in on everybody else. Go down the hallway and make sure everybody's good. Because if a colleague's drowning, you can't go home. We can't do that. But if everybody's good, you're saying, hey guys, I'll see you in the morning and I'm going to get out of there. I would also say, like, one of the things that we neglect as a principal is our own physical well-being. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we don't exercise. We tend to put that to the side. We don't eat well. We put that to the side. And so I would say that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. We have to schedule our time wisely. And while we'll schedule a meeting with the superintendent or schedule a parent conference, we don't schedule time for physical activity. We don't schedule when we're going to go to the gym or when we're going to run. And so
we don't schedule lunch.
I know. We don't. No. I'm coaching a principal right now. And she said to me, when do I eat? Like question mark, how do I get time to be able to eat?
Oh,
and so we laughed about it, but it's a real thing. Sometimes you just have to close the door for 10 minutes. You can't feel guilty about that. Close the door and scroll through TikTok or something, or put on some music. And you know what? You have to have time to yourself. Now, something happens, keep the radio on and you're able to kind of go from there. So I think the overwhelming thing I would implore to principals is you have to model this. And modeling it is, you have to talk about it. And so when I send my weekly email to my staff Monday mornings, the first two paragraphs were what I did with my wife over the weekend, what shows I'm watching on Netflix, where I went for a run, what burger joint I went to, what music I'm listening to. Because I wanted people to know me, but I also wanted people to know on the weekends, you should be doing something fun.
Yes.
Yeah. We're people. like we live in a great city. Like, get out and enjoy the Pearl and the River Walk and get out and go find a new burger joint. Like, do all those kind of things. But also I would talk about running. And through those emails, you can make so many connections with people that you might not connect with. All of a sudden you find out that teacher, you know, she's a runner. Or that teacher, you know, he just went to a burger joint. Next time you walk down the hall, he wants to tell you where he went. So you're building this community on your campus by sharing who you are. So the next time I got to go down the hall and talk to someone about something more important than hamburgers, it's not the first conversation I've had with someone. I'm Todd, you know, and we know each other because we talked about food and we talked about Netflix shows that we're watching and we've bonded over those type of things. So I think that's like extremely important. And then the last thing that I would kind of share from chapter six, and hopefully chapter six will wet your whistle to where you want to go back to chapter one, you want to read the entire book, you want to connect with me to be able to go from there. You know, you have to, while you're at work, you have to, the old adage is people before paper. And we can get caught up in our office all day long doing paperwork and answering emails and get yelled at by the superintendent, the principal, a parent, a teacher's upset, a kid's upset, you name it. And if we don't schedule time in our calendar to get out of the office and go and see where the magic is happening, all we deal is with the negative. And negative, negative, negative. And if we don't have a way to get rid of the negative, we're not exercising, we're not waking up and reading the Bible in the morning, you know, we're not eating right, we're not hanging out with our family, all of a sudden then we're like, this job stinks. All I do is get yelled at. All I do is have to deal with the parent that's upset.
Right.
I'm accused of, and like, no, that's not the case. No. So anytime I had a parent bad call, probably just like you, anytime you had a bad situation, walk the halls. Go sit
in a
class. Go sit in a class. Go sit at lunch with kids and talk about fantasy football. And so really chapter six is kind of that thing that I would start with, because those are things you could implement tomorrow. And at the back of chapter six are the 10 items that you could implement tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they may not work 5 days a week. But you know what? If they're not working 0 days a week right now, 4 out of 5 ain't bad. You know, 80% of your time being able to do that just isn't bad. And so really, honestly, this job, you can do more. That's why the title is called Survive and not just Survive, but Thrive as a Principal, because a lot of us are just in survival mode and it's not sustainable to be in survival mode. So thank you for asking me about that.